All righty, righty. This is KJ Talk Radio coming at you once again from Glen Arden, Maryland, and we are bringing you a wonderful show tonight. We are here with my good friend Apache Martin. Mr. Albert Jones will be joining us a little bit later, and we also have Carla the Cat Lady. What's up, Carla?
Hey.
What's up, Carla?
How you doing? How's that?
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. What we're going to have tonight is another relationship show. And, of course, I have Apache here because he's very hard on the ladies. Now, he's very, very hard on the ladies when it comes to relationships. But I know that.
But I'm fair.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. But I know that Carla the Cat Lady, the Sagittarius that she is, she can pretty much equal the hard aspects of the Saturn rule Capricorn male. Isn't that right, Carla?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to kick off tonight, first of all, with, you know, one of the things that myself and Apache talks about often is, you know, women and basically why females have a lot of problems in relationships. And, you know, he often will go into detail about that. And pretty much, what would you say about that, Apache, about one of the reasons why a lot of our modern females have many of the issues that they're experiencing in relationships with men today?
Well, I actually think Carla is going to agree with me on this. Emotions. Emotions. Indecisiveness.
Okay.
They, when it comes to being decisive, their emotions play such a role that it causes them to not accurately view the situation at hand.
Okay.
They, in a sense, they manipulate themselves into it being what they hope it, what they wish it to be, as opposed to what it is.
Okay. Carla, you agree with that?
I missed the first part of that. Who manipulates? You must be talking about women, right?
Yeah, manipulate themselves to believe something.
Like,
I'm going to use me as an example.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I tell you something, your instincts tell you something different than what I'm telling you. But because
well,
you
know, women
believe,
think different from men anyway.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. And I think when you're analyzing a situation or a situation is upon you, you have to realistically look at it, honestly look at it, and use some type of logic. And I think oftentimes they're not women only apply in trying to understand a situation. How do I feel about it? And that's usually deciding force.
Women, you're saying women usually decide for
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, in general,
mm-hmm.
for the most part. I mean, of course, you have some women that has, you know, grown. And I think as they grow and grow, go through these things over and over again, that's why you see so many of the women go through the same thing over and over again, and why men tend to be able to do the same thing over and over again to the same woman is because she's not looking at the situation honestly analyzing the situation and then making a decision and sticking with the decision that she made for the good or for the bad, sticking with that decision. She's going with her heart, emotion.
Yeah, women, we do tend to go with our heart instead of, I know what you're saying, thinking realistically. Because it is what it is. I mean, if you allow a man to keep doing the same thing to you, that's what he's going to keep doing.
Now, when you say keep allowing a man to do the same thing to you, could you elaborate on that when you say that?
Well, what are you saying that women, like, we think, like, what we want to think or something? What was that?
Go ahead, Patsy. Explain that to Carla.
What I'm saying is that you will take reason, you would take logic and understanding out of the equation and try to justify what this individual is saying for the sake of how you feel about the person, as opposed to, you know, what the situation or case really is. Because,
so in other words, you're saying we hear only what we want to hear.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that is true.
So you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Okay. So let me ask both of you guys this. If you look at a situation like...
But those are women who are in troubled relationships. That's not women as a whole.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm not speaking of women as a whole. I think I said that in general. But if you want to do the number game, I think the number is higher towards what I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's 30... 74, 30 or 60, uh-huh. 40, whatever, but more so than not, there are exceptions to all rules and regulations. I agree with you there. And, I think for the most part, that's the case. And we're speaking, and we kind of generalizing here. We're speaking, I mean, all men aren't dogs, but, you know.
No, there are some good men out here. There are some. All men are not dogs.
Thank you, Carla.
She said some. You know, hey, KJ Talk Radio listeners, she said some. Carla said some good men out here. So go ahead.
You know, that's pretty much what I'm saying, though. You know, all women are not able to be manipulated. I understand that. But
yeah.
for the most part, they are, because if they weren't, we wouldn't do it. Because we're only going to do what works. We're trying to get to a point. And if what we're doing don't work, then we're not going to keep doing it. We're going to do something. We're going to devise something else. Because our whole point is to achieve our goal.
So basically the women, now before you even answer this, Carla, now a lot of the female listeners is going to ask you this, Patrick. They're going to say, what point are you talking about and what goal are you talking about?
Come on.
Well, you know what, though, Daryl?
Uh-huh.
I don't even think men have goals when it comes to relationships.
No, I think so.
I agree with you, Carla. I agree with
you.
No,
they don't. No. They have goals in terms of their career, but not a relationship. No.
I agree with you, Carla. I think they develop as they
Later on down the road, yes.
Yeah. But initially, I agree. I totally agree with you. They have one agenda, and that is to sleep with as many women as
yep.
they can.
That is true.
And here's the kicker is, and I talk to a lot of the guys about this. I used to allow women to talk, because when they talk, they tell me what I want to know. And my mother used to tell me, if you dissect something, then you can pretty much control that very thing. If you dissect it because you know from which it comes,
uh-huh.
you know how it is. So if I let you talk and I let you tell me about yourself, then
mm-hmm.
I know there are four different categories you can go in, and then I'll deal with you based on what you've told me about yourself, and I'll deal with you, and I'll be successful at it because I have your DNA.
Mm. Okay, Carla, you what you think on that? How can you?
Can I elaborate for a minute, real quick?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, please,
because something recently happened.
Okay.
And this young lady didn't understand why. She was in a relationship for, I think it was 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up having an affair with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it was she thought this guy was befriending her, just being a friend.
Sure.
So she was telling him about things that was going on negatively in her relationship.
Right.
Mm.
And he was listening to her and being supportive of her. And through that support, she, you know, ultimately ended up sleeping with him because she thought he understood her.
So he took her, he pretty much made
He manipulated
her. Accepting. Okay.
No,
I was trying to use a little euphemism, you know.
No, what it is, he didn't manipulate her. He allowed her to manipulate herself, because all he did was listen, you know, and be supportive, you know, And what came to him is she started trusting in him and she started being affectionate towards him because he's understanding me. He sees me. He sees what I feel. He understands what I feel. He understands me. So she started taking these emotions that she was having and placing them towards him.
Okay. Gotcha.
And he understood that he understood that's what was going to happen. He just let it play itself out. He figured if I don't say anything negative about her man, you know, but challenge her on, you know, because if you say something negative about her man, eventually that's going to push her away from you. Because she don't think trying to get in her underpants.
So it works the opposite way. If he was to say something negative about her man, then surely she would feel that he's looking for sex.
Yeah, he's looking for sex. Oh, he's trying to get with me. But if he's supportive of her man, if you say things like, well, have you been taking care of him? Have you been doing these things with him? You know, maybe you should do these, give suggestions to bring the relationship together as opposed to tear it down.
Okay.
Then she drop her defenses because she thinks he's looking out for her best interest.
All right. Mm. Cat lady, what you have as a rebuttal before we pay some bills here?
Wow. I mean, she looked to him for friendship and, I mean, what good did she think she was going to get from him, though?
She didn't think. That's what it was. She was emotional. She wasn't thinking.
Wow.
When you're emotional, you don't think.
So, let me ask you this. So she went on and she slept with him. The guy that she's in a relationship now, did he know about this other guy?
No.
He didn't find out about it?
Yeah, he found out eventually about it because it was all over her job. And somebody
That guy used her. He used her.
Of course he did. He used her, but she allowed herself to be used.
Yes,
I mean,
she did.
She used him just as much as he used her. You know, as a matter of fact, because here's the kicker. She shouldn't be discussing her business like that in that type of in a work environment. Personal
I mean, but we all
not,
do that. Come on, we all talk to someone.
I understand
work.
It. But
it's
but
just that you have to know when to draw the line.
Yeah, we all do it. But you have to understand, there are ramifications for doing that, too. Because when you put your business out there, you know, somebody else can easily go back and give that information out. And you can't get mad at that person. I mean, you can, but realistically, you gave that information to them. You know, you confided in them. But did you really know them enough to confide in them? Did you really know the person that you were confiding in?
Wow. KJ Talk Radio, look, we're going to come back in a second. We got to pay some bills. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the rules of the game, the rules of engagement when it comes to a relationship. Right back in a minute, KJ Talk Radio, y'all. Cat Lady Caller versus Apache Martin, the man that knows all about the fair sex. Holla at your boy.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Jones Retail, a home-based mail order company specializing in high quality customer products and superior customer service, provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential. For the small one-time startup fee of $50, anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this limited time offer to allow you a measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economic environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 240-770-5433. 1-800-254-8854. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elverjones2959@comcast.net. You Won't Go Wrong by Jones Retail.
Yo, y'all, we done had an actual 15 minutes of funk here between Apache and Carla, and we're going to begin again. What we're going to start with now is the rules of engagement, the rules of the game, female versus male in this thing called love. Talk to me, Apache.
Well, when you're saying about the rules of the game, to get what I want.
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, I think I said it. they all want to be listened to.
Mm.
They all want to be heard. You know,
yeah.
All I have to do is listen. If I listen, they're going to tell me everything it is I want to know.
Okay.
And once I know what it is they want, they're looking for, they're interested in, the door is open. I just have to walk through the door.
Wow. Okay.
And you know what? I don't need a key. They gonna leave it open.
Carla, come on now.
You're
own representative of the female persuasion. You got to say something. Come on now.
I mean, you gotta realize, women, if we want you, we're gonna get you. No matter what it takes, we will get you if we want you. So that other scenario you just gave, she didn't want that man.
Right.
Because if she wanted him, she wouldn't have been talking about the other one.
That's my point, Carla. I agree that if a woman see a man that she wants, 9 times out of 10, I believe she can have him. And that's only because a man is sex to a man. And, you know, and what man go turn down sex? So that's his perspective from looking at it. It's sex. But you also, this is the thing. That you can be had. I'm not speaking about you specifically, Carl. I'm just saying.
Right.
Also can be had by merely giving up information, private and personal information. By giving that information up, what you're in essence is doing is giving somebody a map to where they shouldn't be. And then you end up doing something and then you say, why did I do that? That's not what I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you had no control over it once you gave away, you know, those keys to the door. You had no control over it, because even if you don't like the individual, once you give away your DNA, then they pretty much can, you know, write their own, you know, ticket to wherever they want to go.
Mm. Wow. Well, let me ask you this. You know, Pat Benatar had a song back in the 80s, you know, during the big hair, you know, shoulder pads, skinny tie era, and it was called Love is a Battlefield. Now, in the battlefield of love, where all is fair, who usually wins most of those battles, and who eventually wins the war, males or females, and why?
It depends on how you look at it. It depends. It all depends on how you look at it.
Carla?
I believe women win.
You believe women win. Why do you believe women win most of those battles?
Because we are the smarter ones. We are the backbone. We carry the weight. Men are looking for their mothers. Most men are.
Most women raise their men to
They're
look
nurturing.
For their mother.
Men aren't nurturing.
Yeah,
you
I'm
are.
Serious. If you look at young men that are being raised today. And you can go back 20 years. If you look at that, they're being raised by young girls. And they're being taught by those young girls. And they're not teaching them to look for men, you know, with integrity, with something going on that's worked. They're not teaching them to do that. So the men grow up with the perspective that their mother ultimately gave them. in most cases.
Mm.
You know.
Okay.
I said, just the other day, I was in the grocery store, and I heard this lady, this young girl, tell her son, don't let that lady talk. It was a lady correcting him for something he was doing negative. And she said, you don't correct my son. She
right.
said, you don't do what somebody else tell you to do. Gone all those days when I came up where the village raised you, you know.
True that.
Everybody
True that.
In the neighborhood raised you, you
right.
know. And she was telling that child the right thing. She wasn't telling them nothing wrong. He was doing something wrong.
She simply was offended that she even had the audacity, quote unquote, to address her child, right?
But then that young girl who's telling her son that has to understand how that young man hear it. He hear it like a woman ain't supposed to tell me to do anything. If it's not my fault.
Good point.
I ain't got to listen to no woman. That's how he hear it. That's how a young man hear it.
That's a good point
Even though it may not have been said that way, that's how we interpret those words.
Carla, any comment on that, sweetheart?
Well, I'm taking it like, you know, you shouldn't try to discipline someone else's child. You're out of line, first of all. And I think the little boy is probably, no matter how it may appear to you, they're not going to go against their mother. So it may be one way you're looking at it, but he's looking at it like, okay, I'm going to listen to my mother.
All right.
I don't think he's taking it like what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying he shouldn't listen to his mother. I think he's supposed to listen to his mother. But he's supposed to, if I see a child doing something that can ultimately hurt him, and I don't see a parent around, and I correct that child. I didn't physically put my hand on that child. I just said, don't do that. And
okay,
that's what
that's
she was
different.
Telling.
But
that's
if his mother is
her.
Standing there, you have no right to intervene with that. If his mother is standing there.
But that's the thing. His mother was not standing there. He was in an aisle, and she was coming down a different way. And she just happened to come in when the lady was telling him not to do that. Because what he didn't see, what the little kid didn't see, was when he was pulling on that thing, at the very top, those bottles could have fell right on his head. And she recognized that, and she was correcting.
Okay, if this was something that could have been harmful, well, then that's different right there.
But that was my point, is that the mother didn't stop to even look at the situation as a whole. She just saw somebody telling her son not to do something. And it was her. And if something would have happened, she would have said, why didn't somebody say something?
And let me ask you a question. I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to prickly pear out here. Is monogamy Is monogamy natural? I mean, can we be monogamous?
No.
Can, like, say, for instance, let me say this. Hold on. Now, let's say you're 21 years old, you're in college, you're in love, you're in love with Susie, and Susie's in love with John. Can Susie and John be together, have a family, be happily married forever after until they're 80-some years old without actually having sex with anyone else?
Are you asking me, is that possible?
I'm asking you if that's possible.
Yes, it's possible. The impossible is possible. So, yes, it's possible.
It's possible. Okay.
But it's a very rare thing.
It's a rare thing. What about you, Carla? What do you
think
about
it? I believe that it is possible.
Okay,
yeah.
You believe it is possible.
Yeah,
okay.
It's rare, but it's possible.
It's rare, but it's possible. Okay, so let me just say it like this, okay? NoMarriage.com, that's a website that this gentleman has created. I've been on it. I've seen it. And it pretty much bashes American women, saying that American women are at the bottom of the totem pole, low women on a totem pole, as opposed to women from Mexico or Mexico, or women from like the Philippines or areas like Korea. Do you agree with that? As far as marriage. Now, sex-wise, the website says, hey, American women are great to get laid, but when it comes to marriage material, they're the bottom of the barrel.
Even sex-wise, they're very low on the totem pole. You already know me, man. You know I travel and taste the fruit of other places, and you know,
yeah.
In comparison,
are you saying
they have so many stipulations?
Okay.
You know, they don't view the emotion or take it generally. You know, it's not a genuine emotion. And they put so many boundaries around it. Other places, there are no boundaries around it, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Carla, what do you think?
So they express themselves freely.
Freely.
African-American women, are you saying we're the ones that are low on the totem pole?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you were to go
don't back down.
Website,
don't run away from that.
Right. I'm saying you go on the website. Okay, and the website is nomarriage.com for all of you listeners that want to check it out. This particular website is saying that, you know, most guys, particularly American guys, if you want to date and you want to actually land a partner, you want to not date American and or Western European women, whether they be black, white, whatever. You want to date females from Mexico, you want to date females from the Philippines, you want to date females from Eastern Europe like Russia, Czechoslovakia, whatever, or women from Korea, certain parts of Asia. So I wanted to hear Apache's view on it because he's traveled to Mexico, and I wanted to hear your view on it because you're an American woman.
I can't speak for all women, but, I mean, in my days, I've been, like, highly sexual. So that was never my problem. Not that area.
No, they're not saying sexual. They're saying relationship-wise, a long-term relationship. Most people obviously views from around the world as American women are just not marriage material. Good to get laid, but not marriage material. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I don't agree with that because we as American women, I mean, you have a lot of American women out here that just hold it down. I mean, they take care of their men. I mean,
okay.
In this day and time, and you want to take it back to what, 15 years ago. You know, from what my experience, I mean, in terms of when our men go and they're incarcerated, you look on those buses or whatever, that's us wanting to see them and take them. You know, there are whatever it is they need and, you know, visiting and taking their phone calls. So we tend to really stick by our men, so I can't agree with that.
Okay. All right. Sir?
I don't say it that way. Because if your man is, then you're not in a relationship. If your man is tucked away, locked away somewhere,
No, that's just one. I just use that as an example.
I'm biting off that example you use. That's not a relationship. You know, you're no longer in a relationship at that point.
Yeah.
Because
right.
He's confined. He has to pay attention to you for the simple fact that he has nothing else to do. If he was out and about and dealing with society
part,
and all
I'm
those things,
saying,
then
that's just one area where we hold men down. You know, and you want to take it to now. I mean, come on. We're the ones who go out here and we'll work the two jobs and do what it takes. You know, we're the ones who usually are paying most in the mortgage, you know, or even having our own with no man around.
Can I say something, Carla?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter. King, you know my daughter.
I do.
Me and my daughter are, you know, upset with each other. And mainly because I raised my daughter to understand men and how men are. And one of the things I always told her is that never get involved with an athlete.
For, with the what?
And what is she going to do? She's going to get involved with an athlete. And everything that she know not to do, it's as if she was never told those things. And she go ahead and do them anyway, and all the drama comes in because she take those disciplines that was handed down to her and act like they're not even present, all for the sake of love. Love do not mean, and I'm an amateur at the love thing because, you know.
Love don't love nobody?
Love don't love nobody. So I'm an amateur at the love thing, but my understanding is love is not to make it one-sided. If you make it one-sided, then what you, in essence, is doing is setting yourself up. Mm. You think you're doing it for his benefit because you're taking care of your man. No, you're giving him an avenue not to try, not to seek out, not to do. And then he take and put all his other energies into doing something else away from it, outside of the house.
Wow.
Because you're making it easy for him. I'm not saying you're not supposed to be there, but you're not supposed to take over to the point that you don't allow him to do. You have to push him to do. You have to say, hey, we in this together, but, you know, let's do it together. Don't let me do everything.
Right.
Because when you do everything, then that man gonna let you do it. Because that frees up his time and energy and access to do whatever he want to do. The money you give him to make sure he have money in his pocket because he not working, he go out and spend it on another lady.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, Carla, if you have anything, we got to pay some more bills. Do you have anything, any rebuttal for Apache on that before we basically take a brief pause here?
How old is your daughter?
Now she's 23. She graduated last year from Duquesne.
And believe me, she will get it together. You can
lead
her
so.
To the well. You can lead her to the well, but you can't make her drink the water.
I absolutely agree with
I
that.
Have a 26-year-old son. And he's had a numerous bumps, but I believe this time he has gotten it together. And they hear what we're saying to them, but it takes time. Just like you, you made out okay, right? In life, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Hey, Carla,
is
Carla. I did and I did. In some ways, I'm trying to catch up with some things that were there for me to get, but because I was so into other things, I wasn't trying to get it, but I'm working on it.
Well,
all
see,
right.
Well,
look, y'all, we're going to have to pay some bills real quick, right quick. KJ Talk Radio, y'all, we are discussing relationships tonight. We're going to keep it going on, and when we return, we're going to talk about the main subject of a relationship I know all y'all want to hear about, S-E-X. Holler at your boy.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Diddy is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
We'll be right back.
We talking about relationships here with Apache and also the cat lady, Carla, talking about relationships. So we're going to cut to the chase. We're going to go right to the horizontal mambo, S-E-X sex. Okay. We know it's important. We all enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I just got through doing it a little while ago. So, you know, we're going to talk to you. How important is sex in a relationship? That might be a foolish question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And not just how important is it, but the quality of sex. Does that make for a lasting relationship, or that can actually lead the other person out the door? This time we're going to ask the female to start it off, kick it off, if that's okay, Apache. Then we're going to ask you to come on. Okay, so Carla, talk to me. I mean, is it important for you to get an orgasm late or multiple
orgasms? It is important, but it does. That's only one element of a relationship. But if you want to focus on sex, it is important. But it's just not the whole thing. You have to, there are so many other areas that make a relationship. You can't put everything on sex.
Okay, you can't put anything on sex. Okay, Fetchy, how important is sex to you in a relationship, sir?
90%.
90%. So 90%. You're saying to me that 10% is everything else, just 10%, but 90% is sex.
90% of the relationship for me is sex.
Why is that?
You know that we spend our life, young men, chasing this, and this.
I'm glad you said young men. I'm glad you said
that. You know, and that's the 90%.
Okay.
That's why those young men can't be totally invoked or are not totally invoked in a relationship, even though they may be in a relationship, because they're seeking out that 90%.
Mm.
Now, as I grow older and wiser and humble myself, I realize that if I get that 90% in an environment with an individual that I trust and believe in, then it allows for me, you know, to deal with the other 10%. And what they consider 50-50 or equal, an equal setting, sex and all the other things. All the other things are not hard.
So you're saying they, you're talking about females?
Females, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The other things that they equate 50% to, for me anyway, and I think most men, it's not a hard thing. As long as I'm comfortable and satisfied sexually, I'm willing to deal with anything, go through anything with the woman I'm with.
Okay.
You know, and tend to her.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. And Carla, I'm going to have you chime in. Now let's get down and dirty here. Let's get to the details. Okay. When you say sex, I mean, what would satisfy you fully for her to do for you? Your woman, what would satisfy you to the fullest extent?
My mind is wild.
Okay.
My mind goes here, it goes there, it travels.
Oral and sex?
Everything.
Anal sex?
Listen to me. There can't be no limitations.
Okay.
Limitations make me move. I got to move away from that area where there's limitation.
Okay.
If a woman that I'm with tells me I don't do that, then that relationship is going to be... that's pretty much done. I'm pretty much done there.
You're done. Carla, so could you date Brother Apache? Could you date a man like Apache?
That wanted sex all the time?
Now, Carla, you're misunderstanding me. You're misunderstanding me. You said that wants sex all the time. What I meant by the 90% is that it has to be available.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
It has to be available. It can't be something that you say no to.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Carla, I'm gonna throw it out there. I got to put you on the spot. Let's say me and you dated, right? And listen close, Fashion. Now, let's say I said I want another female to enter our bedroom.
Ooh.
You know, I want to experience two women, you know. Would you agree with that or disagree?
If you're my man, no, I'm not going to agree to that.
You're not going to agree to that?
Not if you're my man.
I appreciate
that. If I was single, we just messing around. It depends.
Okay, okay.
I appreciate that, Carla, you saying that. Because me, myself, with my main lady, I wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want that.
I don't like to stare.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Nor do I.
Okay, cool. Well, let me throw it at you, bro. Now, Patsy, if you had this woman that does all of the things that you want her to do sexually, she's pleased you in every way, she's extremely attractive, all of the things, would you still not be satisfied and want to seek other things outside of her at times, or would you be totally satisfied with her? Be honest.
I can only be honest. I'm working on that.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to get to that place. I'm 50 years old.
Okay.
And I'm almost there.
Okay.
But if I go back and look at my past life,
yeah,
you know, ain't no way.
No way.
No
way.
Why? My appetite. Mm. And I just wanted variety. I wanted what I wanted, and I knew I could have it.
Okay, okay. That's fair enough. Carla, if mm-hmm. you had a man doing everything sexually for you that you wanted him to do, making your toes curl or whatever, would you be totally satisfied with him and be loyal to him? Or if you were to run across somebody that just made you go, would you go ahead and slip out?
Don't lie, Carla.
It depends on what I'm looking for at that particular time.
What's
if
that?
It all depends on what I'm looking for at that particular time.
Could you
elaborate? What I told myself is that you have to start thinking with your head, and I mean the one that we have on the top, the outside, the brain, and all of that. You have to start somewhere. You got to draw the line. Okay, he might be good sexually, but is he the kind? And I lose my job. Is he going to be there? I have to look at those qualities. Will he have my back? That's the most important thing to me.
Okay. All right. All right.
Now,
all
if we just doing it, will I step out? Before I had a relationship, I probably would.
Okay. Okay. Let's say this. Boom. You yourself, brother, we got to go there. Can I go there?
Take me there, baby.
I got to go there. Okay.
Take me there.
You are an African American man. However, you have a strong desire and taste for females of other ethnicities, whether they be Caucasian, whether they be Latinas or Asians, and over African American females. Why is that?
I feel and believe that they understand relationships and the dynamics of relationships better than
African Americans,
and they don't have as many hang-ups, you know.
Okay.
African American women, to me, have this stigma about them, about being strong, and their interpretation of what being strong is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a misinterpretation. They often say a white woman is not strong. That's why black men go to white women. And that's so not true.
Okay.
Because they don't get angry and jump up in their man's face and choose to argue does not indicate
weakness.
Exactly. Doesn't imply that that's not a strong woman. As a matter of fact, it's easy to jump up in somebody's face and argue. You know, but you achieve nothing by doing that.
Okay.
You get nothing done by doing that. You know, if you could just take a step back and look at the situation and know that whatever the problem is, you can deal with it better if you have a clearer mind and you respect each other as opposed to feeling like you have to attack somebody. You know, you can handle, I mean, that's a more appropriate way of dealing with whatever problem arises in a relationship, but for some reason, black women feel that you have to kick ass. You know, they have to become ass kickers, you know.
Okay.
And no ordinary man will stand and let that happen.
Okay.
And then it turns into something that it shouldn't turn into.
Okay.
You know? And enough with those type of relationships, you know.
Mm. Wow.
You know, why should I put myself in a position I don't want to be in, you know?
Right, right, right. Carla, you have a rebuttal on that, sweetheart?
I agree with him.
Okay.
In my past, I've always liked Africans, you know, more so than African-American men.
Okay, got you.
Yeah,
got you. So you agree with that part. You agree with that part.
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from.
All right. Well, you know what? I tell you what. We got our last pause for the night, and when we come back, we're going to come back with a very, very powerful part of this show, the most powerful part of the show to send us on up out of here. So when we return, we will come back with – you got to stay with us now. We're going to come back with the most powerful part of the show. So tighten your seatbelt, sit yourself back, and get ready to ride with the riders, baby. Holla at your boy, Relationships, KJ Talk Radio, coming at you live, Glen Arden, Maryland.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today, I would like to introduce to you Jones Retail, a home-based mail order company specializing in high quality customer products and superior customer service, provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential. For the small one-time startup fee of $50, anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this limited time offer to allow you a measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economic environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 240-770-5454. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elbertjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
Relationships, we all have them. You know, we've all been heartbroken before. We've all broken hearts before. You know, it's a lovely thing, but at the same time, it's a two-edged sword. So I'm going to give the platform over to Mr. Apache, but he said to me he wants to give it on over to Carla. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, I want to pass that buck over to Carla.
Okay, so Carla, before we get off the air, we got to make this the most hottest part of the show, so we need you to come up with something. We need you to put something on the table that's going to pique all of the attention of our listeners. Talk to us.
Well, we could just take it back to relationships, really. You know, focusing.
Okay,
on
what about relationships? What you want to? What about relationships that you want to touch on?
Let's go back to the sexual part.
Okay, I think that everybody want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
My girl.
We want to end with that. And what we want to do? You want to do positions? You want to do how many orgasms a person can get? I mean, what we want to do? We got to get rickety raw. That's the last part of the show, girl.
What is your concern?
I mean, to me, it's never enough sex. I mean, you know.
Oh, man.
I'm highly sexual, so I can go all the time. I mean.
What is all the time for you, Carla? I mean, like every day, every other day, every 2 hours.
If I could get it every day, I'd take it every day.
Okay, what do you like? You rather a missionary or you rather a doggy style? What's good?
I like the regular traditional way. I do. I love to give oral sex, but I do not like to receive it.
You don't like to receive it?
Yeah.
You like it. You like to give it.
Yeah, I like to give it.
Oh, okay. Now, I got, you know, this is KJ Talk Radio. We keep it real.
I have a question asked.
Yeah, talk.
Does size matter?
Mm.
No. To me, size doesn't. When I was younger, it was the most important thing. But as I've gotten older, size does not matter. In fact, I like to be in control.
Okay, so I got to ask this. Do you swallow?
If that's something that my man wants me to do, I will do it. But do I like doing it? That's the only part that I really don't like doing.
Okay, I got you. Now, you know they said if the man has a good diet, if he has a diet of fruits. Now, listen, man, everybody, all you riders, male brothers, if you want your woman to enjoy your ejaculate, you must have a good diet. You must eat fruits, particularly citrus fruits such as oranges, I believe mango. Well, mango's not a citrus fruit. But you got to have yummy cum, brothers. You got to have yummy cum.
Yeah.
You feel me? Right or wrong, Carla?
Yes. So I can
okay.
use it all over my face.
There you go. All right. So you say on the face is good, but just...
I prefer it on the face because I suffer from bad skin. So, you know, something good like that on my face, I feel like...
I know that's right. That's fine. But that's why this is KJ Talk Radio, baby.
Carla. I like that, Carla.
All right. Now, brother, you, what is your details? You like it from the back? You like a missionary position? What would you like to give oral, receive oral, all the above? Talk to me.
I love giving oral.
Oh, okay.
I love being there.
Okay.
I love being down there communicating.
Okay.
With those lips down
there. Okay. All right.
I love that.
Your lips on her lips.
When I heard Carla say that to me, I was kind of crushed when I heard her say that to me.
Mm.
She doesn't really like receiving.
It just doesn't do anything for me.
I really never met no female that didn't like receiving.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, see, I like the fact. I love to just watch, you know, a beautiful woman just worship me, you know what I'm saying? Worship my manhood. I love it. I love putting my fingers through her hair, running my hands through her hair. It's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, when it's time for the eruption of the volcano, you know, hey, I love for her to take it all in, or I just love the pretty mess on her. So I think that's good too. You know, so Carla, another thing, what do you feel is sexy that a man, that you be talking to all of our listeners, our male listeners, what do you think for any man who, what would turn his woman on? What would he need to do?
Men like when you dress up, you know, when you put on something. It could be like a thong and little cute, little cut bra and, you know.
Ouch.
Cowboy boots.
I love this.
So you're saying a little fantasy. You got to get some fantasy, right?
Yeah, doing it out in the woods or something.
In the woods? What?
Yeah.
Especially in the rain, huh?
Especially when it's raining.
When it's raining? Girl, you a freak, girl. But it's okay. Freaks are welcome on KJ Talk Radio. Matter of fact, we invite you
all the time
on KJ Talk Radio. Yes. Well, you know, before we get off and before we get off the air, basically we want to thank BBS Radio for always hosting us, being our, you know, basically our parent station. We want to say thank you to all of the listeners, and we want to have some closing remarks from our host, our wonderful host here at KJ Talk Radio. First of all, we want to thank you, Carla, Cat Lady, for being here with us at all times. We're going to have her back again for an extended astrology show. Will you be here, Patsy, for the extended astrology show?
I really hope to be here. I really going to look forward to it.
All right, that's wonderful. So Carla, just say a little something for the riders out here.
I just want to tell everybody, keep their head up, and God bless everybody.
Okay. All right. And real quick, Apache.
Next time. Talk to you next time.
All right, KJ Talk Radio, coming back at you next week. Holler at your boy.